Have you got any advice for a young guitar player coming to town, coming to Nashville, or any musician?
Well, some friends of our family from South Florida, my old landlord when I lived in South Florida, his son, who's 30, just moved to town, and he was asking me, this is just a month or so ago, he moved up here, well, you know, what all should I do? What all should I do this? And I just think, you know, you have to, I know it's different these days because, you know, you have computer studios. So, you know, people can stay in their bedroom and you know, you can post stuff on YouTube and you can, the different social sites and all that stuff. But it just seems like there's nothing that beats getting out there amongst them or, you know, where you have to, you can't, I remember a trombone player when I went to UT told me, you know, you don't meet anybody in your living room. Now, there might be some exceptions to that, but and this is when he was up in New York. He was up in, you know, Greenwich Village, up in the New York City, and this guy wound up playing on, you know, he was a jazz player, but still, you can apply that to anything. You know, you have to get out there and play and have people hear you, and it just seems like just the way it's set up is if you have something to offer, if you have talent, you know, you have to get out there and play. You know, you have to do whatever it is you're going to do. I don't think it matters what style you're playing. You know, you have to focus on something. I was always playing different styles of music. I always considered myself, and I remember Paul Yandel told me that when I was trying to get into songwriting, and I'd play him songs, and he'd say, "Well, Joe, you know, these are good." He says, "But he says you're a guitar player. You know, you're a really good guitar player." And so, having somebody like that tell that to me, and having Billy Cox and Tony Joe White and other people over the years, you know, give me compliments, made me focus on more on guitar, but. Yeah, I would say, you know, you have to get out there, do your thing, spread your vibe that you know, that you're putting out, whatever it is.
Right.
You know, I mean, more power to you if you can get it on YouTube, if you can get the singer from Journey, they heard on YouTube,
yeah.
Some kid in the Philippines or something. So
yeah.
What can you say about that?
So I know you worked with Dave Olney at the very beginning, really, of his career, didn't you?
I met Dave at the Bluebird in the early 80s. They had this thing called Blue Monday. Dave Pomeroy and Rogi Ray and those guys had a band. And all these guys were really nice to me. I was never officially in the band, but I'd go there just about every Monday. And there was a few different guitar players, Eddie Blakely and Billy Ray Reynolds Billy Earl something, McClellan or something. They were great, great guys and great players, and almost always they let me get up. And I think that's where Dave heard me play, was just sitting in with the Blue Monday band, because I remember him saying something at the bar at the Bluebird, if I would be interested in playing in his band. So I start playing in this band, the X-Rays. This is, I guess, when Kenny Greenberg started getting a bunch of sessions and stuff. And anyway, he didn't want to do the live stuff. So I started playing with Dave. And then he started coming over to my apartment where I had a four-track TAC reel-to-reel setup. And so he just started laying down stuff. And so we just started doing these tunes. And then I don't remember exactly what happened, but next thing I know, he said he had a deal on Rounder, and if I would be interested in helping him do this project. Another friend of mine that I went to UT with, Alan Rumbaugh, he was working at one of these audio suppliers in town, or, you know, like one of the tech houses. I don't remember which one it was, but I'd see him fairly often, Alan, and he came by and said, "Hose, man, you got to check this thing out." And he brought me the little flyer on this Akai 12 track that used a video cartridge. and it looked great. You know, it was 12 tracks. It had a board on it and all that. So I just kind of mentioned it to Dave. In fact, Dave might have been there. And then he says, well, you know, do you want to get it? And I go, man, I don't know if I can. I don't really want to owe money on this. He says, no, I'll just go ahead and get it. He says, I'll get the money from Rounder. And so only basically bought the recorder with Rounder's money. Dave may not even remember this, but this is what, you know, what it was back then. So this would have been mid-80s, 85 or so. And so we did, that was called Eye of the Storm. We did, I think that was Dave's first, I call it acoustic. I mean, it had some electrics, but it was Dave mostly on vocals and playing acoustic. And then we got Bob Mader to play drums, but we did mostly guitars. And anyway, we did, I think we did five different albums over the next couple of years on that 12 track with Dave.
Right.
So that was pretty cool.
So pretty much every Sunday from 5 to 7, people can find you at the Piccadilly.
At the Piccadilly with Wayne Moss. He still hadn't run me off. So
I'm on Gallatin Road.
On Gallatin Road in Madison, right next to the original Shoney's in Nashville. It's right next to it.
I know I've been to a half a dozen of them, and it's always such a pleasure to see you guys. I mean, you know, the 2011 version of Barefoot Jerry, right?
Yeah, and they do some different configurations. When Charlie's involved, they go up to Kentucky with, you know, Charlie McCoy still knows half of the players in Nashville.
Oh, of course. So they all know him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 You know, he's one of the true greats, along with Wayne. So yeah, they've included me. I mean, I'm almost doing all the Dilly things, and then they've included me in a few of the outside shows. So I'm just tickled to be able to get to hang with them. And
well, I think when I saw at the Family Wars that night, it was you, Wayne Voss,
Tim Wright, and John. We call him Ratfish on drums.
Right.
Yeah. 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 That's kind of the little band around town.
And then I saw you there with him, like, just a couple of weeks ago, of course, with Charlie McCoy and Leona Williams. And
yeah, oh, that's great.
Wayne and you. And,
yeah. John Ratford we call him Ratfish.
Yeah, he was there that day, too.
Yeah, yeah, he's a real fine player.
Well, I appreciate you doing this, brother.
You
go way back, and it's an honor to visit with you.
Okay.